Hare Krishna, please do take your seat. We will start now. We will sing today the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in a melody which is known to you. I'm smiling because we have called this melody the theme melody of this year's Japa retreat. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Yes! Hare Hare You are not yet singing with your full concentration. You are looking at everything. I recognize it's the last day of our Japa retreat, but it's still the Japa retreat, so now please sing properly, even if you have to close your eyes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama. Hare Krishna. We will now proceed with our closing ceremony. I just learned that I will speak first. Then, after each one of you, we will serve you now almost the last time, but the last time will come at our ceremony. You see, we have created a sacred space there. Both of us will deliver our last words, so to say. I mean, last word sounds like the last word before he died.
One
never knows. No, but we want to sum up as your facilitators and your servants what our message is to you. are, and then Burijan Prabhu will make an exercise with all of you where you will speak, we call it churning the nectar, or should I say it, and then he will do something. And then we will have a very powerful ceremony. We will explain the ceremony separately. After the ceremony, that will be the end of this year's Japa retreat, we will take prasadam to our heart's satisfaction. So I would like to give you my final little words. Namaum, please. Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvesesha Shunyavari Paskatyari Satanine Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sri Govaktavir Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sudhi Devi Vanamami Hari Priye He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopecha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanda Namostude Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Please raise your arms. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Once there was a young man who had two brothers. They were his elder brothers. The young man said to his two brothers, I know of a place where we will meet the Lord. Please come with me and visit this place. And the two other brothers heard the suggestions of the younger brother to take them to an unknown place. They protested, no, no, we want to stay here, where we are, where it's comfortable. And by the way, where is your unknown place? And the young brother answered, the unknown place is very near, is very near, but very far as well. This sounds like one of your mystical things. We are not on a retreat, or? No, we don't want to come. So the younger brother said, my dear brothers, please, I know there's a treasure waiting for you. If you don't come, I will end my life within one day or two. So the brothers were compelled by the instant begging and the urgency to come along. And they followed the younger brother, and they walked until they came to a deep well. Let us go. The Yugoslavian word for well is bunar. The young brother said, we have arrived where we wanted to come. Now each one of us has to go inside. At the bottom of this well, our fortune is waiting.
they took a rope. The first brother went inside the well. And when he was just a little inside, he said, "Oh, help me. It's so dark here. And I feel so alone. Get me out, get me out." And the other brothers took that brother out, and they knew what type of character he was. Then they took another brother. They lowered the rope. And when that other brother was in the middle of that well, he began to lament, "Oh no, I'm so afraid, I'm so afraid. Take me out." So the younger brother took the rope and helped his brother out and knew what type of character he was. Then the youngest brother's turn, who had made that suggestion to go to that deep well, came. And he said, "Lower the rope until I come to the bottom. And even if I protest, and even if I don't like it, just don't get me out, because at the bottom is where all my treasure is waiting." So they lowered the rope entirely until it became light. You know, I don't know if you ever have done this in a rope, with a rope into a well. When there is no tension in the rope, then you know the person has reached the ground. And when finally there was a tug on the rope, they knew the youngest brother had found what he came for, and they helped him out. And when he came out, he had so much jewels and so much gold and so many treasures. This is obviously an analogy. What does the analogy want to tell us? In Sanskrit, the heart is called a gufa. It's spelled, actually it's guha. In Hindi you say for cave, gufa. Is that right, Siam Kripa? Gufa. Comes from the Sanskrit word guha. The heart is a cave, and inside this beautiful cave, the Supreme Lord is staying and waiting that we discover him and turn to him. I feel our japa retreat has much in common with this analogy. In a japa retreat, we tried whatever we could to go deep enough and deeper to finally find Lord Krishna, or a little of Lord Krishna, maybe some rays of his toenails, that means some indication, maybe commitment more to the holy name, or we found maybe some even points where our relationship is still very fresh and young and still lacking in substance. Every one of you was like the youngest brother. You did not give up. You did not travel with a Lexus jet to... anyways, you have no money for that, but you didn't take a taxi to Vrindavan, to Loi Bazaar, or Prajalpa Corner in Vrindavan. There are some Prajalpa Corners have opened recently. You have stayed. You have tried. You have gone deep into the well of your own life and in your consciousness. And there, your treasures, whatever treasures are now ready for you to be discovered by you, have been discovered. I invite you to visit this cave of the heart often. I invite you to take this experience of the japa retreat with you home into your places where you are. Maybe you can, in your busy lives, sometimes recapture the atmosphere of the Japa retreat. You could maybe free a day from your busy schedule and go and spend more time with the holy name. Or when you chant at home, then you can momentarily close your eyes and remember Tirkadamba and how you sat near the lakes and how you heard the chirpings of the birds and how you laughed about our loving and affectionate host who showed some of his life at the end of yesterday's Japa retreat when he danced so ecstatically. So capture some moments of the Japa retreats, capture some realizations, maybe look at your notes, what you have noted down in your notebooks if you have made notes. Somehow learn from this Japa retreat to visit the well. You know, the cave of the heart. I found it very significant when the youngest brother was asked by his other brothers, well, where is this cave where our treasures lie? Where is this well, this Buna? He answered, it's very near and very far. I think this is a good analogy. The heart is very near, but for many of us, that place, the contemplation part is very far because we run away from it all the time. We run in our life so fast, and we get entangled while we run. And oops, even worse, we get attached to something and get stuck on our spiritual journey, and so on. So, but never forget, the treasure is very near. Even if you feel very far away from it, it's very near. You just need to take your japa mala, apply whatever you have learned, or just apply the memory of Vashana Japa Retreat 1900. Where are we actually? Time flies. I'm still in the 19th century, but you are already in the 20th. So 2000 and something we are. At the moment, I don't know. I'm sorry, sometimes you forget, especially in Vashana. I can remember if you want, 2009. So please take whatever you have learned here and what you have taken to heart and bring it. And please know, a Japa retreat is not a one-time affair. Please know this. You have just started your work. Work needs to go on. Work doesn't need to be stopped. Now you have gotten some fresh wind into your sails, but now you must go somewhere with it. The Japa retreat is not ending. It is just now starting. I want to repeat this again. It's very important for me to say it. The Japa retreat has not ended. The Japa retreat has started. Yes. So, my dear devotees, this is all I have to say. Obviously, I'm very talkative by nature. I could talk more, but I have time is also there. So, I have finished my time. Thank you very much. Let us now hear what Bhujan Prabhu will tell us. Thank you so much for me. It was a wonderful experience. I'm just very blissful from the experience and very grateful for all your association. It was a great, great experience for me. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Si si Radha Govinda ji ki. Si si Gonitai ki. Gaura Prema Nandi Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna.
me. Om Agnatimirandasya Anjana Jana Salakaya Chaksusa Militam Vinatasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Sayam Upakadam Mayam Nadati Sapanantika Vanskalpatubhyascha Tipasindhu Vaivaja Patitanam Pabdanebhyo Vaisnavebhyo Namo Nama. In 1970, somehow or another, I ended up in Hong Kong with the assignment to preach there and with Jagatrini Mataji. And at that time, we were very, very, very young devotees. Jagatrini wasn't even initiated yet. And I'd been chanting a few years. And when you try to do some service in the exuberance of youth, you walk into it, yes, yes, we will save Hong Kong, we will have 20 temples, we will do this, we will do this. And then you wake up the next morning and you have to try again, and the next morning you try again, and the next morning you do something, and and it goes on, day after day. And the romance of doing any type of service for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada or our spiritual masters, the romance, as in marriage also, fades very quickly. And then one has to go on whatever devotion or whatever commitment one has. So at that time, it was a very difficult and heavy time for the people of China also, because at that time it was the Cultural Revolution in China in the late 60s, early 70s, and it was the nearing the most frenetic, difficult time of the reign of Mao Zedong. And literally millions of people were being killed. It was a very, very dark and heavy time. And it was so difficult in China. There were spies everywhere in China, everyone turning in their family members who were disloyal to the principles of Mao. And publicly humiliated and killed. And people, I met people at that time who would, there's one Guangzhou, what's called Guangzhou now, then it was Canton, is fairly close to Hong Kong across the, across Mirs Bay. And I knew one young Chinese man from Guangzhou who he had religious sentiments, and some of his friends and he swam across. They tied themselves together. This is just to give you an idea of how horrible it was during that time. They tied themselves together and they swam across the bay in the middle of the night, silently trying to avoid the patrol boats and everything like that. And when they arrived and they were pulling on the rope, there was one dead body of those people eaten by sharks on the way. So one point is, when we think of how difficult our life is, we should take reality of what a difficult life is in consideration. But yet, and there was this very heavy cloud, almost like a cloud of fear that would be hanging over Hong Kong during those years. From the mainland, which was so close, and the people of Hong Kong, they would never even buy anything, purchase anything, in the Chinese product store, because they were so terrified of the of this very heavy repressive government. So there we were chanting Hare Krishna, and very, very difficult. I won't bother telling you how difficult it was. But it was extremely difficult. And And it was so hard. Hong Kong is such a materialistic place. Raise your hand if you've ever been to Hong Kong. Yeah, it's very, yes, you've been. It's such a heavy, intense, materialistic place. It's amazing. It's the opposite of Barsana, practically speaking, of Braja. So it was so hard, and slowly one person became interested. Yasomati Sutta Prabhu and some others, and Prabhupada came several times, and he really wanted us to stay, because he would always say that Hong Kong is the doorway to China. And China, preaching in China, no one at that time could imagine that there would be preaching in China, because rather what was going on in China was killing and heavy repressiveness. So heavy. So recently, I went into China again. This is a little bit confidential. Probably, I'm not sure if the tape recorder should be on right now. There are, I recently went into China, and there are many, many, many devotees in China. Now, this is very confidential. And I would say, everyone, don't tell anyone except that it's being recorded, so that's ridiculous. Maybe I'll ask Mahabharata Bhagavat Prabhu to take out this little part now, because even though it's just still a little dangerous.
They get in so much difficulties when this is Please stop your
just for a few
your
minutes.
Devices. I think here is one.
Yeah. So, huh? So I went there, and I went to Shanghai, and there are such wonderful devotees in Shanghai. It's hard for me to describe what it's for me to see Chinese devotees. It's hard for me to describe what it is, because it's like a dream of from years ago that Prabhupada, he knew it. It could happen based on what Mahaprabhu has said. Prithiviti Yachi Ali Nagarari Gram Sarvatra Hoi Moranam. Is this really gonna happen? Well, I will tell you that it is going to happen, and it is happening by the desire of Mahaprabhu. And by the work of Srila Prabhupada and his inspiration and right there, right now. And devotees, they risk so much to go to these places. Holiness to Mahaprabhu Krishna Maharaj, His Holiness Giridhari Swamis, Srinivasa Maharaj, and others too. They went there, and they took great risks on behalf of Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes, we live our nice, peaceful, Krishna conscious lives, and these devotees, they risked everything, and even injured, just by the sheer weight of having to see travel so much. Giridhari Swami was now ill, very much because of in 1 month, 15 cities. Keep traveling like that, because there was so much a need, and the devotees in China, they just love the association so much, of devotees, so they pull on your heart so much you can't stop. You know that feeling? You can't stop, even though you should stop. You can't stop. So I went to Shanghai. I was supposed to go to a city nearby, Hangzhou, but something happened. I couldn't go there. And there was an extra 2 days. So the devotee in charge, he said, why don't you go to another city, medium-sized city in Hong Kong, only 7 million people, Wuxi. So I went to Wuxi. And they told me in advance that, there's not that many devotees there, and they're mostly, sort of old ladies. So I thought, all right. It's okay, I'll go. I'm sort of philosophical and
and this and that, and okay, I'll go and see some old ladies. Okay. So I went there, and of course you can't go like this even. You have to be undercover. And all the, and we had a gathering at somebody's house, and there were 20 or 25 old Chinese ladies, there's some men. And for me, I was just so amazed because what do they look, because they're not wearing saris, right? They just look like old Chinese ladies, right? You know, like in Hong Kong or somewhere. And I sat down, we had kirtan, I was preaching to them, you know, I was thinking, what am I going to say to them? And, you know, and I was thinking, well, why are they here exactly? You know, what is interest in Krishna consciousness? Because they, so I said, you know, what is it that you like? I asked them through a translator, what is it that you like in Krishna consciousness? So, there was one younger lady who was probably 35, and she said, well, because I've had cancer for the last 7 years, and I was supposed to die of cancer, and I had to take chemotherapy, and she was talking like this, and she's chanting every day, and I said, well, are you afraid because you have cancer? And she said, no, I just accept that I'm too materially attached, and Krishna's trying to break my material attachments. I'm not afraid. Now, what am I going to teach them? And then I went one by one, and then one lady said, "Well, last time I was in Vrindavan, it was so wonderful." It turns out a whole group of them went to Vrindavan the year before, from little Wuxi in China. And she said, and I said, well, what did you think about Vrindavan? She said, oh, it was so wonderful. When I had to leave, I was just crying and crying. And every day I think about Vrindavan. And I just hope I can leave this body in Vrindavan. And then, this going around the room, and each one was like, these exalted personalities who were speaking like this. And then the next lady, and this was the last one that I really remember. And you know, they were 50, 60, 70 years old, and they were standing. And she said, Janmashtami I moved to a new area of the city last year. And I couldn't accept that there were no devotees around me. It was just too hard for me to accept that it was Janmashtami coming up. So I began to pray to Krishna. Krishna, I know there are devotees around here. Please show them to me. So then she pointed out, and then this one came, and this one came, and this one came. And we had such a nice Janmashtami celebration. You know, and just chanting and cooking and... And every night, she said, every night we meet for half hour or 50 minutes and have kirtan.
Wonderful.
Yeah, this is amazing. This is amazing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement spreads. It spreads by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the mercy of the Holy Name, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, and by the mercy of those who cooperate, who want to to take some responsibility. Prabhupada actually once said to me in Jagatari in the Philippines, in Manila, he said, my desire is that everyone in the universe takes the Krishna consciousness. Please help me with that desire, fulfill that desire. So you think there's some room for you to do some service within that? Or within to fulfill Prabhupada's desire? Do you think there's any service for you to do too? Let's pick either your neighbors, and if there's no one around, you can pray that Krishna will send you someone to chant with. then so much, and if we can just take up the preaching movement a little bit, it will be so beneficial for us and the world. So Prabhupada, in a lecture I heard, again, I think I opened by saying this recently, Prabhupada said, our mission is to put a picture of the Panchatattva and have in every house, and that everyone, and in every house there will be the chanting of Hare Krishna. So please participate in this. Now, the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is not something that we just want to preach to others and not take ourselves, obviously. Rather, the more that we can taste it ourselves, the more we will be empowered to preach and get mercy ourselves, and also the more that we will rise in the level of our own Krishna consciousness. Now we can turn the machine back on again. because if we chant Shudanam, then Krishna will fully manifest himself fully in our hearts. So just to, I'd like to just read some instructions from Mahaprabhu himself in relationship to the Shastakam, just especially one of the verses where he tells specifically how to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra so that we will actually not only spread the chanting of Hare Krishna, but actually rise to the platform of the love of God ourselves. And please don't think that, if I become a prema bhakta or bhakti, that will somehow get in the way of our preaching. Please don't think like that. So there's two short sections from, this is from Antilila. Mahaprabhu said, O Surup Damodar, O Ramananda Roy, hear from me the symptoms of how one should chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to awaken very easily one's dormant love for Krishna. Srinarapi sunichena tarori va sunichena amanina manatena kirtaneya sadhana. The one who thinks himself lower than the grass, who is more tolerant than a tree, and who does not expect personal honor, but is always prepared to give all respect to others, can very easily always chant the holy name of the Lord. These are the symptoms of one who chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Although he is very exalted, he thinks himself lower than the grass on the ground, like a tree, it tolerates everything in two ways. When a tree is cut down, it does not protest. And even when drying up, it does not ask anyone for water. The tree delivers its fruits, flowers, and whatever else it possesses to anyone and everyone. It tolerates scorching heat and torrents of rain, yet it still gives shelter to others. Although a Vaishnava is the most exalted person, he is prideless and gives all respect to everyone, knowing everyone to be the resting place of Krishna. If one chants the holy names of Lord Krishna in this manner, he will certainly awaken his dormant love for Krishna's lotus feet. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke in this way, his own humility increased and he began praying to Krishna that he could discharge pure devotional service. Whenever there is a relationship of love of Godhead, its natural symptom is that the devotee does not think himself a devotee. Indeed, he always thinks that he has not even a drop of love for Krishna. And then one other final section. After this incident, the Lord ate raw rice given by Sukumbhara Brahmachari and explained very elaborately the import of the Harirnama sloka mentioned in the Brihadaranya Purana. Harirnama, Harirnama, Harirnama eva kevalam, kaloa nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gatiyanayata. In this age of Kali, there is no other means, no other means for self-realization other than chanting the holy name, chanting the holy name of Lord Hari. In this age of Kali, the holy name of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, is the incarnation of Lord Krishna. Simply by chanting the holy name, one associates with the Lord directly. Anyone who does this is certainly delivered. This verse repeats, Hare Nama verse, repeats the word Eva, certainly, three times for emphasis. And it also three times repeats Hare Nama, the holy name of the Lord, just to make common people understand. The use of the word Kevala only prohibits all other processes, such as the cultivation of knowledge, practice, mystic yoga, or performance of austerities and fruitive activities. This verse clearly states that anyone who accepts any other path cannot be delivered. This is the reason for the triple repetition, nothing else, nothing else, nothing else, nasteva, 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 which emphasizes the real process of self-realization. To chant, now how to do this, take advantage of this, to chant, this is Mahaprabhu again speaking, to chant the holy names always, one should be humbler than the grass in the street and devoid of all desire for personal honor, but one should offer others all respectful obeisances. A devotee engaged in chanting the holy name of the Lord should practice tolerance like that of a tree. Even if chastised or rebuked, he should not say anything to others to retaliate. For even if one cuts a tree, it never protests. And even if he is drying up and dying, it does not ask anyone for water. Thus a Vaishnava should not ask anything from anyone else. If someone gives him something without it being asked, he should accept it. But if nothing comes, a Vaishnava should be satisfied to eat whatever vegetables and fruits are easily available. One should strictly follow the principle of always chanting the holy name. And one should be satisfied with whatever he gets easily. Such devotional behavior solidly maintains one's devotional service. And then he quotes, Trinara Pisa Nityana, Tarota Pisa Isana, Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadari. One who thinks himself lower than the grass, who is more tolerant than a tree, and who does not expect personal honor, yet is always prepared to give all respect to others, can very easily always chant the holy name of the Lord. And then Mahaprabhu says, raising my hands, I declare, everyone, please hear me. String this verse on the thread of the holy name and wear it on your neck for continuous remembrance. And then Kaviraj Goswami concludes by saying, one must strictly follow the principles given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this verse. If one simply follows in the principles of Lord Chaitanya and the Goswamis, certainly he will achieve the ultimate goal of life, the lotus feet.